Eventually, she's gonna find some guy to put on child support. Eventually, she's gonna find some guy that she can divorce grip down the line. Eventually, she's gonna find some guy that she can blackmail with Me Too. Gentlemen, it's a thing right now where women who consensually have sex with guys, they would tell the guy, hey, remember when you slept with me, you know, a year ago, yesterday, 10 years ago, guess what? It wasn't consensual. Either you give me $100,000 right now, or I am going to Me Too you and put you in prison. Gentlemen, when I tell you something, please don't ever take anything I say at face value as facts. Do your own research. It's a thing right now that women are Me Tooing men simply for the sole purpose of getting money from them. So even at that, gentlemen, another thing to keep in mind is that women want to have as many men on child support as possible. This is why women sleep around with 4 or 5 guys. Gentlemen, when I drove cab in LA, I drove cab in North Hollywood. North Hollywood has a big Hispanic community, and I knew a lot of Latina women, a lot of Latin women who had multiple baby daddies, you know, and most of the guys were, you know, construction workers, ditch diggers. So she would have like 4 or 5 baby daddies, you know. She's getting $500 from Jesus, another $500 from Mario, a third $500 from Ken, then another $500 from Jose. So she's easily making $2,000 a month, and all she had to do was simply get on her back, spread her legs open for probably 5 minutes, and now she has, you know, 4 or 5, maybe even 6 guys giving her child support checks for the next 18 years of her life. And this is just where women are. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys out there. Women don't lose. And even if women don't lose from a financial perspective, they will always, always win from the fact that they're going to have a man that they can use as an emotional tampon. Because if you're not spending money on a woman, listen guys. If you're not, only Shad and Tyrone can Nagasaki Hiroshima a woman's punani without even opening his mouth, okay? Only he can do that. The rest of you guys, you're going to have to at least listen to her BS, be her emotional tampon, you know, give her attention. You guys have to understand, sometimes the attention and the time you give to a woman is actually more valuable than, you know, taking her out to a nice meal. One last thing you guys have to keep in mind when it comes to the modern woman today is that the modern woman has no value. You see, women are a lot like cars, okay? They taught us this when we were driving cab. A lot of cabs in Los Angeles, they're salvaged, meaning that the cab, maybe the cab was formerly a police car, or maybe it was a car involved in a really bad accident. Whatever the case is, they take a car that basically has no value, they turn it into a cab, they use it, abuse it, and then when it's finally dead, they throw it in the garbage can. That's how the modern woman is. You know, when a woman sleeps around, she has no value. It's like a car being driven off a dealer's parking lot. The minute the car goes off the dealer's parking lot, that brand new car has lost its value. This is why in the gig economy, even, as you guys know, I'm part of the gig economy now, more than anything else, just to make some money for MGTOW TV. In the gig economy, a lot of guys out there, they go out, they buy a used car, has 200,000 miles on it, they buy that car for $1,000, you know, they use it, they abuse it, they drive around all day doing their deliveries. And then when the car dies, they don't care about the car because the car had no value really to begin with. That's how the modern woman is today, gentlemen. They have no value. And because they have no value, you guys are not, other than busting a nut, which again, post nut clarity, you all know what post nut clarity is. That's when you realize that, oh my God, what the hell am I doing with this trash woman, right? You as men receive no benefit from being with a modern woman. In all honesty, guys, I can't believe I'm saying it. I should be the last person on the face of the earth to say this. You know, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm a student of the wise. I should be like all about marriage. But here I am telling you people out there, you are actually better off with a prostitute than you are with a modern woman. At least with prostitution, you don't have to be a ATM for some woman who's going to make you lose your time. You just pay her for her services, you know, just like you pay people to wash your car, you pay people to give you a massage, you pay people to cut your lawn, you know, you pay a woman for an hour to give you a happy ending, then she goes her way, you know. She makes money, she's able to survive, you know, you get a service in return that you're happy with, and everybody walks away happy. It's actually better for most men to be with prostitutes than it is for most men to be into any relationship with women today. I know a lot of you guys out there, you're like, oh man, I gotta be in a relationship with women. Look guys, I never paid for woman. I really don't plan on paying for a woman as a prostitute, because I just don't do that. But for the vast majority of you guys out there, that really might be the only way to go when it comes to woman moving forward, because the modern woman today, she has absolutely no value. You guys do not derive any benefit from being with a woman. Even if you marry a woman, even if you get her pregnant, eventually she's going to take the kids away from you. She's going to alienate the kids from you. The kids are going to hate your guts. So when it comes to having a relationship with a woman, there's negativity. There is no positive. You know, if you look at credit and debit, you know, with a credit being a good thing and a debit being a bad thing, being a negative thing, there's all negatives to being with a woman. Even the one good thing that women were good for, such as sex and kids, even that they're not good for anymore, because that punani is used. And the minute a woman gets married, the sex stops anyways. She's going to turn the kids around you, so the sex is gone. The kids already hate your guts, so the only positives are now even a negative. So there is no point for any man to be with a modern woman nowadays. So to wrap up this video, gentlemen, women are the ones who really pump and dump. They are the ones who always benefit from a relationship, even if they don't talk to a guy, even if it's Chad and Tyrone. Because as a cab driver, I've heard about this all the time. I've actually seen it happen, you know, sometimes when I go to a bar where a woman is hot, is horny, it's that time of the month, and there's some Chadron at the bar, you know, she grabs him, then they go into the bathroom, and he, Nagasaki, Hiroshima's her punene. She still benefits from it, because that sexual itch, that need for that alpha energy to be inside of her, she takes care of. So women are always benefiting from relationship with men. Unfortunately today, unless you're Chad and Tyrone, you don't benefit from having a relationship with women. And even Chad and Tyrone ultimately get tired of women. And contrary to popular belief, guys, Chad and Tyrone, the only time Chad and Tyrone get punani is when a woman is throwing it at them. You know, understand something, guys. Chad and Tyrone are not walking around hollering at women. They don't do that, okay? They just wait for punani to come to them, because having something served to you is a lot better than actually having to go out and hunt for it. Unfortunately, a lot of us out there, we will never ever have punani served to us on a golden platter. That's what I'm saying for the vast majority of you men out there. Prostitution, sadly and unfortunately, might be the only way for you to go. Now, as you guys know, I'm trying to work on the harem system. I'm getting my money right. I'm probably going to go off to Vietnam. I'm going to go off to Mongolia. We have to experiment on how to find good women, because I'm telling you, the way the current system is today, as you guys know, I was actually married to an Egyptian woman, not even for a full month, and she was 180 degrees different from the time I known her to the time I signed the marriage certificate in Egypt. It was 180 degree turn. So if women in Egypt who are Muslims, they come from a strong patriarchal family where the father is a religious, if these women are trash, I can only imagine how bad Crystal, Stacy, Shaniqua, Shanani, Tiandra are. So we need to find a new avenue of how to find quality women that will be decent in a decent relationship for the long haul. None of that, oh, I'm just gonna marry him for his money, and then when the kids are all grown up, I'm gonna divorce scrape him. We don't need any of that. So, like you guys know, I'm working on the harem system. I'm thinking about it. I would be a liar if I sit here and tell you guys, oh yeah, subscribe to my Patreon. This is why I stopped my Patreon, because I'm like, hey man, why are we giving out telling people? Because we don't know. I don't know myself what's going to happen. I'm experimenting myself, you know. When you experiment, you should never ever experiment on people, right? So, this is why, unlike AMS, I'm not going to sit here and shell my Patreon. I'm not going to tell you to go to my Patreon. I might have a video every now and then that I put in a lot of effort into, and I tell you, hey guys, that video, it's for sale on MGTOW TV. You can rent it for a dollar. You can buy the video for $1.99. Yes, of course. I mean, if you guys go to udemy.com, you know, and somebody's gonna teach you how to be a great programmer, you're not gonna go up to him and be like, hey bro, I thought education is gonna be free. No, because when you give something to somebody that will most certainly have a positive impact on their life, and you know, obviously you have to put in a lot of effort into it, like the video I recently made about how to overcome Indian nice guy syndrome. Listen guys, Indians and Arabs suffer from nice guy syndrome. I know I have. I've spent well over 20 years of my life fighting that nice guy syndrome. You know, that video, I've been working on that video for a very, very long time. I put in a lot of effort into that video. So this is why I am charging for that video, because of the effort I put in and the fact that it's going to be of great benefit to you. But if I sit here and tell you about, oh, woman, do this, do that, it's like, hey, man, at the end, it's gonna be a fail. It's gonna be a wash at the end, because that's just because of modern women. They're toxic, they're bad. So there's really nothing I can tell you about the modern woman that's gonna be really of any benefit to you, because they're basically all bad. But when it comes to giving you knowledge like overcoming how to be a nice guy, that's something that you can put into concrete form and it will benefit you. So that's why every now and then I do sell videos. And again, when I sell a video, I sell a video for like $1.99 to buy or 99 cents to rent. Anyway guys, bottom line here, for the vast majority of us, it's over when it comes to women. I know a lot of you guys out there who are like black-pilled incels, you know, you feel bad. Gentlemen, understand that it's not you, unless you're like super duper fugly, short, or have a creepy personality. It's not you, it's the woman. And even super hot guys, you know, Brad Pitt got screwed over, Jay Cutler got screwed over, Michael Jordan got screwed over, I think twice maybe. If these guys are getting screwed over, really think about it. Sometimes, most times, unfortunately, rejection truly is God's protection. All right guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you on the next one. And as always, all my videos are on MGTOW TV first. If you're watching this on YouTube, it means that that video has been publicly made on MGTOW TV for several days, maybe a whole week by now. All right guys, take care of yourselves. Peace.